This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russia accused the West of whipping up tensions over Ukraine and said the U.S. had brought pure Nazis to power in Kiev as the U.N. Security Council held a stormy debate on Moscow's troop buildup near its southern neighbor. U.S. Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield shot back that Russia's growing military force of more than 100,000 troops along Ukraine's border was the largest mobilization in Europe in decades. AP diplomatic writer Matthew Lee reports its status quo between the U.S. and Russia over Ukraine.
We're pretty much in the same place that we were last week, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. The intensity of the rhetoric is being dialed up on all sides, but you know, nothing has really changed in terms of their positions.
The U.N. meeting was the first open session where all protagonists in the crisis spoke publicly, but the U.N.'s most powerful body took no action. Hours later, the Russian government sent a written reply to a U.S. proposal aimed at de-escalating the crisis. A State Department official declined to offer details of the response. U.S. health regulators have given full approval to Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine after reviewing additional data on its safety and effectiveness. The decision Monday by the Food and Drug Administration comes after many tens of millions of Americans have already received a shot under its original emergency authorization. A full approval means FDA has completed the same rigorous time-consuming review for Moderna's shot as dozens of other long-established vaccines. Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine received full approval last summer. Public health advocates initially hoped that the distinction would boost public confidence in the shot.